Letters from a Glass House is a not-for-profit ministry of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Venice, Florida. Support us today at uucov.org.
Now we're going to hear from Kendra Munz and some others about community action. Let me see, I lost my place here, ma'am. Community outreach. Barbara Buring and Kendra Munz will now tell us about community outreach.
Good morning. My name is Kendra Munz, and I am reading this for Barbara Griffin, who created this portion of the community outreach presentation. These are her words. Community outreach became a separate committee under social justice in 2011. Until 2019, we focused on helping the homeless, hungry, and economically deprived residents of South Sarasota County. During those years, when first I, that is Barbara, and then Trudy Jacoby, then Eileen Leapley, chaired the committee, we supported the South County Food Pantry, its pet assistance program, the interfaith community dinners, and initiated several new projects. Backpack Kids was our first project. It provided weekend food for selected Venice High School students. Steve Batchelor and Phil Veach worked with the Jewish Congregation of Venice to organize the interfaith program. If you helped with Backpack Kids, please raise your hand. Care and Share Giveaway Day was like a garage sale where donated items were given away rather than sold. Volunteers organized clothes and household goods to give to clients of area social service organizations. YRE Kids helped with setup. And if you worked for the Care and Share Giveaway Day, please raise your hand. Okay. Family Promise provides temporary housing and meals for homeless families while helping them attain financial stability and a home of their own. UCOV's Family Promise Planning Committee, seen here at an information meeting at Venice Presbyterian Church, decided Asta Linder House would be an ideal facility to house families. The building was refurbished to house and feed up to three families for periods of 1 or 2 weeks, several times a year. Did you help with Family Promise? Please raise your hand. Okay. Mat making, mats for the homeless, is a popular community service and social activity. Volunteers make sleeping mats out of recycled plastic grocery bags. If you ever made mats for the homeless, please raise your hand. Community outreach also collaborates with other groups such as UCOV YRE, that's the Youth Religious Education, and Venice Interfaith. We support many area social service organizations and programs with financial aid, volunteers, and in-kind donations.
My name is Barbara Buring. Community outreach at UCOV has taken many forms, often sending money or goods to help our neighbors nearby and sometimes far. During the pandemic, we hosted a monthly Zoom discussion group, and we moved our donation wheelbarrow outdoors. Family Promise continued, with families being housed in motels and the Family Promise Day Center. Homework helpers tutored children from the Laurel Civic Center one-on-one by Zoom. In a hugely successful fundraising endeavor, UCOV raised $20,000 to sponsor Laurel Civic's Hand Up program for financial wellness and education. In 2022, Russia invaded Ukraine. We raised over $8,500 to help the refugees. Outreach efforts continue. Once a month, a selected charity receives the proceeds of our donation basket. Fundraisers and collections for those who need food, medicine, or housing continue. Volunteers continue to make mats and to tutor. Thank you to all who have given their time or treasure to help others.
Who's going to speak next? Kendra and Brad. All right, here's Kendra and Brad.
This is a duel. Hi, my name is Kendra Munz. UCOV has been involved in social justice actions from the start. Our first president set the example. In 2002, Henry Bright founded the Venice Peace Coalition to oppose the buildup to the Iraq War following 9/11. The Venice Peace Rally on January 18, 2003, drew 800 supporters. Thank you to all who have helped our justice efforts over the years. In 2004, 12 UCOVers attended the March for Women's Lives in Washington, D.C. In 2015, we supported the March of the Immokalee Workers in St. Petersburg, Florida. They were just asking for a penny a pound more for the tomatoes they pick. In 2017, the Women's March in Sarasota followed the inauguration of President Trump. Rallies for Move to Amend were held every year on January 21st, following the 2010 Supreme Court decision in Citizens United. In June of this year, we rallied on the corner of Pinebrook and Edmondson to oppose gun violence. Were you at any of these marches or rallies? Please raise your hand. Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to talk about some trips for social justice that we've made here. UCOVers visited Immokalee to support the Workers for Food program. The girl on the right was the interpreter who had worked in the fields and was sexually harassed. Since 2007, we have attended legislative days in Tallahassee, first with the UU Legislative Ministry of Florida, then UU Justice Florida. In 2015, UUs and members of Support Our Schools met with Representative Margaret Good in Tallahassee. In 2016, some of our UUs attended General Assembly in Columbus, Ohio. At that General Assembly, Kendra presented the Congregational Study Action issue entitled "The Corruption of Our Democracy." In 2017, UCOVers attended General Assembly in New Orleans. If you were at any of these trips, please raise your hand.
Okay. Meetings. In 2017, UCOV hosted a regional social justice meeting with six UU congregations and friends addressing climate change, corporate control, the BP disaster in the Gulf, and ethics reform. 96 people attended that meeting. In 2018, many UCOVers attended the meeting of SURE, Sarasota United for Responsibility and Equity, a faith-based organization. In 2018, there was a relatively peaceful meeting of the County Commission. In 2019, the meetings were not so peaceful, because county commissioners changed the district lines to stay in power. That's called gerrymandering. We don't have photos of meetings of the city council, charter review board, school board, and hospital board, but UCOVers have attended them as well. In fact, up to this very day. Please raise your hand if you've attended any of the meetings described. Thank you, thank you. And for letters to the editor, if you've ever written letters to the editor, sent postcards to voters, or to Publix and Wendy's in support of the Immokalee workers, or signed petitions for paper ballots, voting rights, campaign finance reform, single-member districts, or abortion rights, please raise your hand. Thank you. And whatever our challenge, let's keep smiling. Thank you so much for all you've done and still do. Please give yourselves a round of applause.
Now let's consider one possible way to strengthen our impact here. In 2007, UUA President Bill Sinkford visited the Sarasota UU Church, and he asked us to help resist a clear and frightening growth in extremism. Some significant events related to Reverend Sinkford's concern took place in the years 2008, 2009, and 2016. Please see the January connection to see why those events are so important and what we at UCOV can do to help. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm John Van Camp. When I was getting my master's degree in social work and community organizing in Detroit, I didn't realize its similarities to rocket science. What starts as a spark proceeds to a flame and then a burst of energy and blast off. Our spark happened at the Sarasota School Board meeting when board chairperson Bridget Ziegler allowed the audience to make openly defamatory comments about one member, Tom Edwards, who was gay. This lit a fire within our social justice team as we looked around and saw the many anti-democracy issues that are happening in our community. Serena Canarella drew up a list of issues ranging from don't say gay to lack of appropriate gun laws to the banning of books in school libraries. Knowing that we couldn't address all of these issues at once, our committee decided to first focus on a Right to Read festival here on UCOV properties. Thankfully, we listened to Kim McHugh, who suggested that we use the UU power of convening to invite other groups to work with us. In May of this year, we convened our first meeting of 15 people from 8 different groups around the idea of a Right to Read festival. Everyone was enthusiastic. But additionally, we knew that within each of these organizations, they had their gem of social justice programs, and that if we connected these gems together to form an alliance, we can create a social justice movement. Voila, the birth of the Social Justice Alliance of the Florida Suncoast. And that, my friends, was blast off. 7 months later, we have 16 organizations, including 3 UUs, Venice Interfaith and Community Association, several other faith denominations, and nonprofits like Venice Pride and Support Our Schools. And I'm so pleased that with the help of Steve Simon, the Jewish Congregation of Venice is our newest member. Our work is really now starting to gain statewide attention as a model of what a UU church can do. We UCOV now have the opportunity to do 3 different things as a result of this Right to Read Festival. First, by putting UCOV front and center and acting on our 7 principles. And this should attract new members to UCOV who are looking to be a part of a liberal religious community. Second, in hosting the festival, we have the opportunity to raise significant funds. This will help the Alliance in the future, because after the festival is over, we need seed money to address other issues such as gun safety laws, don't say gay, and ensuring public education stays public and is of the highest quality in Sarasota. Third, by doing this, UCOV could be attractive to the best settled minister we can find. Very much like Reverend Amy Shaw. So yes, the alliance, which started as a spark and then burst into a flame and has blasted off, Yukov at the center. To accomplish this, my fellow Yukovers, we need a bit of your time, your talent, and your treasure to make this festival, which Nancy is going to speak to, a phenomenal success. I want to thank the board and the congregation for your support and your ongoing support of this. And now, as they say, here's Nancy.
Good morning. I'm Nancy Minaldi-Scanlon. Imagine living in a place so fearful of societal change that they allow groups that don't represent everybody to identify in 1 year alone over 3,500 books that even mention diversity. And they rip those books from the shelves of school and classroom libraries. Imagine. You do live there. We do live there. Florida has become the state with more banned books than any state in the union. But UCOV and the Social Justice Alliance of the Florida Sun Coast is going to do something about it. We are planning our first Right to Read Festival, All Books for All People, that will take place on February 24th, 2024, here on the UCOV grounds. Now picture it, our 5-acre campus with a huge tent, stage, and hundreds of chairs for people to listen to nationally known and local authors, speakers, panelists, who are discussing the many aspects of the current book banning debacle. Picture entertainers, musicians, singers, dancers, storytellers. Picture vendors selling books, merchandise, food. Picture people reading from all types of banned books. Picture a children's corner with activities, programs, and even a bounce house. Now picture you taking part to help make this happen. That's right, folks. We need you, and you, and you, and you. How can you help? Sign up on the lanai to do one of a few things. Donate to help support a program or defray expenses. Loan us a small tent or tables or chairs. Volunteer to help us prepare for the festival or to work on the day. Publicize to all your family, friends, neighbors, and bring them along the day of the festival. And then, if you help us to speak out against censorship and the wearing away of our First Amendment rights, we can all imagine living in a different Florida where we truly provide all books for all people. Thank you.